Huh? The smile I had been wearing turned into a limp dish rag. Drover wouldn't do that, would he? Sell out a friend for one measly piece of beef jerky? I mean, Slim's jerky wasn't all that great to start with. I had almost choked on it several times. It was like chewing saddle leather. No, I was pretty sure that Drover would never... They came inside the shed, Drover in the lead and Slim following. Drover stopped and looked back at Slim. Slim shook his head. No, we're looking for Hank. I don't think he's in here. Whew. Boy, there for a second. What? Drover barked and... You won't believe this. The little traitor turned and pointed his nose straight at me. I scrunched down and pressed myself into the chair, held my breath, and listened. A cunning smile slithered across Slim's mouth, and he walked deeper into the shed. Now, I wouldn't have thought of looking in here. That would be pretty foxy, old Hank laying low in here. He walked up to Drover and stopped. So you think he's back there in the shadows? I couldn't believe it. Drover barked again and pointed his cheating little nose straight at me. I pressed myself even deeper into the chair, ceased all breathing operations, and waited. Slim pushed his hat to the back of his head and chewed on his lip. Oh, I don't think he's in here. Come on, let's look outside. As I walked toward the door, I dared to grab a breath of air. That had been way too close for comfort, and I would definitely speak to Drover about this. They stepped outside. Slim dug into his shirt pocket and pulled out... It appeared to be a shriveled up piece of beef jerky, but why would he... He pitched the jerky into the air and Drover snapped it up. Thanks, Pooch. I appreciate the tip. Then Slim stepped back inside and... What? Closed the sliding doors? Uh-oh. All at once I was having bad feelings about this. I mean, why would he be wearing an evil grin? And why was he coming in my direction? Hi, puppy. I know you're in here. That was a big fat lie. He didn't know I was in there. He couldn't have known. I was invisible in the secret sanctuary. Was he gonna take the word of a little fraud like Drover? Drover couldn't even find himself half the time, much less find me. This was just a bluff, a fishing expedition in the dark. Nice doggy, come to Slim. Nice doggy, my foot. I'd heard that before. He stopped, reached down, and picked up a piece of binder's twine off the floor. Now, Hanky, you can either come out and surrender, or I'll go back there and root you out. If I have to root you out, I'm liable to get all dusty and dirty, and then I won't be my usual sweet self. What'll it be? What would it be? I cut my eyes from side to side and ran my options through data control. Things were looking bleak. This was a moment of truth. I decided to run. Yes, I would make a run for it. I had speed on my side, tremendous speed, awesome speed. I leaped out of the chair and made a dash to the south. Hank, come here. Stop. He could forget that. Right away, I encountered a few items of junk lurking in the gloom. A coffee table, a box of photographs, and something tall and skinny that fell over with a crash. Okay, maybe it was a floor lamp, but floor lamps belong on the floor, right? So it was no big deal that it fell over, and it wasn't my fault. I plowed my way through the junk and finally broke out into a clearing. I dashed straight to the place where the two sliding doors met, just in case Slim had been careless and had left enough of a crack for me to squirt through. No luck there. He was coming after me.